Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name that's above every name, we worship you and praise you and thank you. We thank you that you're the giver of life, that you give life. You renew our youth daily like the eagles. Lord, we worship you and we praise you and thank you for the abundance of all things that you give us. We praise you and thank you for life. We praise you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. Now, Father, as the word goes out, I ask you to reveal to us the truths of the word of God. Give us revelation and wisdom from your word. Lord, give us long life that we might be about your business. We might be saving the lost, healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, and raising the dead. Lord, we praise you and thank you that you're the King that can make all these things happen. And we worship you and praise you and thank you. As your word goes out, use it mightily to bring glory and honor to your precious name. We worship you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, I've been talking the last couple of days about words and the importance of words, and I know that the reason that many Christians speak so many idle words is simply because they talk so much. And, you know, you go and people, they'll talk about everything. I mean, everything except the Word of God. You'll go visit somewhere with somebody and they talk about the weather, or they talk about the television show they watched, or the news they watched, or they talk about everything you can imagine except God's Word. Now, why is it that people speak so many idle words? Why do they not speak God's word? Because the Lord says in his word that what's in a man's heart comes out of his mouth. So, whatever you have fed into you is what comes out of your mouth. If you've not fed the word of God into your heart, then it will not come out your mouth. But if you have fed the word of God into your heart, then the word of God will come out of your mouth. Now then, foolish words come out so easily. You know, you don't even have to think about foolish words. We just hear those foolish words everywhere. They seem to be produced by repetition. It's just amazing. You know, you'll hear this often repeated phrase, you know, if you start trying to talk about these things and being conscientious of your words and start talking to people about being so careful about what you say because you have what you say. Most people don't believe that. But, you know, some people will just tell you, you know, Thurman, don't take life so seriously. After all, you know you're never going to get out of it alive. You're only going to live once, so just live, you know, live it up, have fun, and then die. But if you live it up and have fun the way the world has fun, in sin, you're going to die and go to hell. Because that's a choice that you're going to make, and it's going to be the wrong choice. I'm going to tell you, today it takes real effort and consecration to study the Word of God, to learn how to be quiet and wait before God till we receive His powerful words. But the Word of God again declares, the wise man will do it. For he says in Proverbs 17:27, he that hath knowledge spareth his words. Kind of awesome, isn't it? And then again in Proverbs, he says, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. And that's Proverbs 15. Now, in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. Now, that's Proverbs 10:19. Or in Ecclesiastes 5:3, the Lord says, a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. So that shows us where the answer is. Now then, as I have mentioned before in these teachings, holiness is necessary if we are to have God's power in our lives. And holiness is not complete until it has taken possession of your tongue. You must learn how to speak God's word and not all these idle, foolish words. And then in 1 Peter 1:15, it says, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Now, do what? you're supposed to be holy in all manner of conversation. Not when you go to church on Sunday, or not when you're there on Wednesday night, or not just when you go out with the guys on visitation Tuesday night with the church, but your conversation is to be holy all the time. Because he said, I beseech you, brethren, to give this matter your prayerful consideration. Now, many who are lost in suffering will never find deliverance unless you yourself make yourself ready and take them the delivering power of Jesus Christ through your holiness. If you will consecrate yourself to God afresh and present your body to Him a living sacrifice, do not forget or neglect to include your tongue, your lips, and your voice. Now, I realize that's a mouthful, learning how to control your tongue, your lips, and your voice. And I'm not there myself. I am trying, struggling daily by renewing my mind with the Word of God to fill my mind and heart with God's mighty Word so that I will walk holy before the Lord. I want His power to flow through me to others. I want others to see Christ in me. I want to see people come under conviction by the Holy Spirit. I want to see people that are lost saved. I cannot imagine or comprehend the fact that any human being would ever have to go to hell. But yet the majority of people out there today are dying and going to hell. Jesus even told us in Matthew 7. He said, "Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there will be that will find it. And narrow is the path that leads to eternal life, and few there will be that will find it." But praise the Lord for those few. And if we would learn how to control our tongue and our words and walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, there would be significantly more people come to know Christ because of your holiness. The Holy Spirit would be able to use you to convict them. Now, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt. Keep that which is committed to thy trust, the power to speak in God's stead and bring deliverance, avoiding profane and vain babblings. Now, the Lord told us in 1 Timothy 6:20, that's what He just said that, avoiding profane, in other words, profane, that means something that's not holy, and vain, now that means just empty or worthless words, or babblings, He calls it. So, avoid those things. Don't have anything to do with those kind of words. It is absolutely my prayer that all of you who hear this teaching will cast aside all things which hinder the freedom of the power of God in your life. Put your all on the altar and carry a burden for the lost and suffering. Remember, God can go on without you, but if you go on with God, you must go His way. He will not go with you, and you go your way. You will have to put foolishness aside, and you will have to do it now. You'll have to get out of these things and get into the stream of God's mighty flowing power. God's promises are for you and I, if you and I will only believe them, if we will meet His conditions, and if we're willing to pay this magnificent price. I had a young man come to my church about last December, I think it was, December or January. This young man listened to me preach the Word of God, and then he picked up one or two of my tapes, and he listened to them that next week, and he came to me the next week, and he said, "Sir, what do I have to do to walk in this power that you walk in?" I said, "Son, it, first of all, it requires you belong to God. He said, I am a born-again Christian. I said, then it requires holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I said, who is this young lady here that's with you? He said, she's my girlfriend. I said, you and her wouldn't just happen to be living together, would you? He said, well, as a matter of fact, we are. I said, then that's the very first thing you've got to change. You're going to have to move out and repent today, right now, not tomorrow. You can't go back and spend one more night with her. You must repent now and make God a promise that you will never be involved in any kind of sexual relations outside of marriage to a mate. I said, are you willing to do that? He said, absolutely. I will do anything to walk in the power of God. I said, son, it's worth it, but it has a tremendous cost or a tremendous price to pay. He said, what do I need to do next? I said, after you've repented and asked God to forgive you and you've made sure that you're his son, then you must begin to hide God's word in your heart. You must begin to renew your mind daily with the word of God. And the more hours you spend in His Word and the more of His words you get in your heart, the quicker the power will begin to flow through you. So that young man began to study God's Word. He repented. He moved out. He changed. He started walking holy before the Lord. He started reading God's Word day and night. I'm telling you, that young man today is leading people to Christ. Almost every week when he comes to church, he's led somebody else to Jesus. And the miracles that the Lord is doing for this young man, when he prays, the Lord answers his prayer. We've had many people. He comes up and prays with me now. Whenever we give an invitation for people to come forward for prayer, I invite him to come up and pray for the people right there beside me. He has become a tremendous prayer warrior. In fact, I have seen the Lord do great and mighty miracles right there in that church through that young man's prayer. But that's what can happen and what will happen if you will make the Lord and your Savior and walk holy before Him. Praise the Lord. I'd like for you to give me a call. The Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and I'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes of these teachings. I also like to invite you out to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail. 10921 Shady Trail. Also, you can contact us on the web. We're on our website. You can get a list of all of our audio and video tapes and where we're going to be speaking and everything. We're on the web at www.tlsm.org. If you want any of those tapes on the web, just contact us, and we'd love to send them to you. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.